Zuba, yeah. When are you recording your first Hebrew album?
Howard, I'm still shouting. You know, I was waiting on Zoom for 5 minutes for you guys. Howard? I don't know. I think I've done too many Zoom calls and meetings. I literally got here, logged on to Zoom, and waited patiently. Nothing happened. I had to ask myself why I'm not on Skype. No, Howard, my... Don't laugh, please. It's tragic.
I know.
Honestly, just 5 minutes wasted.
On Zoom. No,
my Hebrew's not that good, Howard. I think you'd kill yourself laughing.
Yeah, well, listen, I think Kelly Clarkson's pronunciation is better than mine. Ronnie says that's a waste of her voice. No, Ronnie, don't say that.
No, but the only advantage I have is that Howard, my mother tongue, believe it or not, is Xhosa.
Right.
So the is quite easy for me to pronounce.
Yes.
So for me, it's easy, unlike some... people
yeah, well, Zanati manages your ears. Zanati, your Hebrew pronunciation is pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm closer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, and also your Yiddish conjugations are also quite good.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, you know, because today is Whiny Wednesday,
so we're kvetching the whole day.
So we are kvetching the whole day.
I'm finding during lockdown, I'm speaking more and more Yiddish because there are no English words to actually describe what's going on.
It's true. Because what was that other one about Zoomed, Zanati?
Oisgezoomed.
I mean, there is no expression that captures being oisgezoomed like oisgezoomed, which means just so over-zoomed, which clearly Luba's battling with as well.
No,
I sit watching and Kosazan on TV going, oya, clog, oya, broch.
Exactly. Sorry, Luba, what were you saying?
The sum of my Hebrew knowledge comes from watching Shtisel.
I think
which my wife did find very cute because I was learning a lot from that. There was that rabbi's wife.
Yes.
She had some interesting term, which I won't repeat on air. So I learned a lot from her.
Yeah, there was that one scene that I absolutely loved where he goes to the matchmaker and he wants to date this woman who's been married twice. This would be her third time, and the matchmaker says it's like taking an old schnitzel and warming it up and then cooling it down and then warming up the schnitzel again. So it was very, very graphic, and everything was around food and meals, which is probably why we're all related to it so well.
But I want to go back to Luba waiting on Zoom, because isn't it amazing that Skype used to control this market? If you weren't on a telephone, you were going to be on Skype. And I think one day people will talk about Skype and the way Skype lost the war in the exact same way that Kodak, which invented the digital camera, lost the entire photographic industry.
Yeah,
and the BlackBerry, which I still love.
Yeah, exactly.
So why are we on Skype?
No, but it is interesting because Skype has a very, their audio is very clear. And that's what we find for studio. It is probably it's probably the most stable line, that we've, in our experience. But, I actually wrote an article on Monday for News 24 around Zoom rules. And, one of the things I said was that exactly this point is that Skype is, nobody even uses Skype. Not one business call, option has, you know, in any of the meetings that I've attended, anyone said, you know, let's have a meeting on Skype. Just haven't seen it.
Howard, you'll be happy to know that I've done some research for you.
Okay.
Though I might regret it. You asked me last time about why I live in Wuhan, down here south in Cape Town.
So, Cape Wuhan, yeah.
Yeah, Wuhan. So I went to the local Pick and Pay, and I was chatting with the manager. Look, let me be honest. I bought some meat. When I picked it up on the shelf, it had the expiry date, sell by 15th August 2020. So I thought this is strange because this is, you know, meat on the shelf. How can meat last for 3 months? So I went to the butcher and I said, ladies, can you explain to me how you've got shelf life over 3 months? No, that's normal. Well, okay, maybe it's just an error. Took the item, paid for it. When I got home, held it up in the light and I said, I don't like the light, the look of this. I went back. Unfortunately, I met the store manager and said to me, no, this is wrong. It can't last this long. And he said to me, you know what? It's been so bad that we had our first positive test. We then took the staff off. We then brought in our release staff. Then somebody tested positive, and we shoved them off as well. We're literally down to maybe two or three regulars, and the rest are guys we've had to employ. And they haven't the foggiest idea what is happening. And I think for me that epitomizes because yesterday I went back to that same store. It was closed. And I think it's probably the fourth time it's been closed and being quarantined. Wow. That Pick and Pay and the Woolies. And I think that is what you're getting in Cape Town. So I asked the minister, but what seems to be the challenge? And he said to me, you know, there are suburbs and there are townships. The people that live in suburbs can even social distance at home, outside the stores. We've got the 1.5 meter social distancing. We let in so many people. We disinfect everything. And he says, from a suburban point of view, I think things are in control. And he showed me stats for Khayelitsha. He says, if you look at the stats, it's doubling. And he said, my staff go back to a township. There's going to be probably several people in a small house. They can't social distance. And he said, what he's finding is that it's not so much, it's somebody who's coming from home, who's been infected and doesn't know. And then they come to work and he said, that's the biggest problem. It's not so much how you contain what's happening in the suburbs. And he says, there, things are under control. And he said, sadly, it's happening in the townships. And those staff members come to work and then, you know, somebody tests positive and he says, then off you go. And the question I ask myself is, if Pick and Pay is struggling, when we, you know, drop to level three or whatever, how much more for the corner grocer or the small shop? You know, if somebody tests positive, does he have the ability to literally close for a day and then bring in a company to do fumigation and sanitation and then have, you know, replacement staff? Because in many of these stores, I mean, they were telling me that they work 2 weeks and 2 weeks off. At the Woolies, but then you have your 2 week staff, somebody tests positive, then you got to call in your reserve complement. And if somebody tests positive there, then what do you do? So that seems to be the drama around Cape Town. The premier was on a Zoom call, and Facebook on the weekend, at the West Coast Rabat. And he said his own experts were predicting that by July, we will have over 80,000 people. In Cape Town, just Cape Town alone, over 80,000.
It's really very, very frightening as to what's going on there. Are they doing, do we know yet if it's because there's more tests or is there definitely a higher incident rate?
There are more tests being done, but the funny thing is government isn't releasing the screening tests. So if you look at the daily information, it will tell you how many people have tested positive, how many have passed away. Then it will say nationally, this is how many people have tested. So the Western Cape has been releasing stats on how many people have been testing. But there's a lot of debate about the stats because CDC has released some stats and it seems in the private sector, Western Cape is testing far more. And then in the public sector, Gauteng has tested more. But if you adjust them based on population, so you might find Gauteng's tested, let's say 120,000 people in Cape Town, 80. But the population of Gauteng is double that of Cape Town. So though Gauteng's tested more per 1 million or 100,000 people, Gauteng is behind Cape Town. So the premier feels very strongly. I mean, I tried debating this on Facebook and people, it's amazing how much anger you pick up from people defending the issue of Cape Town. But it would seem from what I've seen that it's, that Cape Town would have tested more people than.
So in fact, the stats are in Cape Town per 100,000 population. The Western Cape has tested 1,211 and Gauteng has tested 837. So there is, Western Cape is 50% more testing than Gauteng. But would appear that Western Cape infections per 100,000 is substantially more.
But with the testing, with the testing, would it not mean obviously the more positive cases you have, the more contact tracing you have, so obviously the more tests you'll do?
You see, the part that they're not releasing is whether in fact their testing is because of contact tracing or random testing in supermarkets.
No, in supermarkets I've never seen any random testing. So I think what is happening is there's a debate now between testing and screening. So I think Western Cape has gone into, let's say, the hotspots and tried to do screening there. And I think that perhaps is the solution of going to the hotspots because the 80,000, the prediction is that it will be in Cape Town, not in the Western Cape as such, but Cape Town.
And do we have any sense of how rife it is in the townships where some areas or some informal settlements where you just don't have this ability, where you don't have the ability to isolate?
Well, like I said, Howard, that's why I said if you look at the townships, you will find it's part of the northern suburbs, and then it is, Khayelitsha, for instance, came out quite strongly. And if you look at the Cape Flats, so the rate of infection there they started later. So you'd find that typically in Cape Town, you'd have had around the CBDC point your first positive cases. But the townships were late in coming to this, and then they have just spiraled. And I think that's where the numbers are. You know, somebody made an interesting comment and said to me, because I was also trying to understand the whole alcohol debate, and his views were, strangely, you know, when people have alcohol, they tend to drink and forget their social problems. And he was arguing that in some ways, alcohol would have helped in the sense that you kind of forget the misery of lockdown and the misery that you don't really have much food or whatever. But when you sober up, that's when you remember that I'm actually starving, or this lockdown isn't really, you know, working for me. And I don't know. I mean, he claimed to have studied some social degrees at university, but he made a compelling case, and he said, you know, alcohol, it's bad for people, but it tends to make them forget. Now, obviously, some people argue about the crime that comes from,
that's what,
you know,
parents
with alcohol,
are drinking,
domestic violence.
Sorry, carry on, Luba.
However,
so now I was just saying that's why so many parents are drinking.
It's a very difficult one to understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only thing, for me, I'm struggling to really, you know, say clearly what makes sense for me, because when I've looked at reports about the impact on the economy, I don't sympathize for people who want to drink. But I do understand that now you're sitting with glass and bottle makers who can't sell the stuff, and the knock-on chain that is caused on the on the economy is huge. But the problem is, how do we balance the economy versus human life? And I think that for me has been the challenge. And around Cape Town, you know, there's still people complaining about being able to surf and to do things that they want. And if you look at Cape Town, no matter what the stats show, the level of compliance in Cape Town just doesn't seem that high. We kind of just very chilled about this. So there's an element, I think, where we're our own enemies as Cape Townians, in the sense that not openly defiant, but almost just indifferent, which is in some way defiant, but not, you know, in a militant way that we're going to do it, but we're just
in quite a passive aggressive way. Yeah. Unfortunately, guys, we do need to leave it there. It is 8:53. I'm Harold Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That was Luba Mayekisa joining us from Cape Town.